Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday afternoon, and if you have been thinking about a career in crime, well, apparently there's a new opportunity for you. Henrico County has apparently adopted a policy where they're just not coming out for a lot of stuff anymore. That's all. Let me explain the way this works as well. Oh, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, yada, 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 Monday afternoon. And here's the way this works. If, in fact, you would like to simply do away with bank robberies, you can do that. You know how? You ignore all the bank robberies. We look at the reports here. Paperwork says not a single solitary bank robbery. Well, didn't you adopt a policy of not responding to alarms? Well, we did, but that's how you eliminate crime. On paper. Just don't even acknowledge it. Let me know how that works out for you. You can do the same thing with losing weight, dieting. Don't get on the scale anymore. They just make numbers up. Just pull them right out of your ear or any other bodily orifice. Just pull a number out and go, hey, look, I dropped 11 pounds. How do you know? Well, I don't know. Did you get on the scale? No. Is this restorative justice, by the way? Is that what this is? We're trying to make it up to the new population of homeless people who will now be coming to Henrico County because apparently them setting up camp in median strips is perfectly, totally okay. How'd you like that in your community? What about services? Because you know that's the next thing coming for them, right? Not only are we not going to arrest or investigate or interrogate or do any of that with folks who have set up camp in the middle of the median strips, maybe we can put our Henrico County Police Division officers to work since they won't be responding to calls for criminal activity anymore. Make them Uber drivers, for God's sakes. Let them deliver a nice hot meal to people or a nice cold meal. This is insanity. And it's another reason why people are going to look at Henrico County and say thank you, but no thank you. All right. I get off of my soapbox, but we're not putting the soapbox away. I'm going to hand it off to a dear friend of mine, somebody who knows more about this than anybody. And that is Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. He joins us on a regular basis. Jimmy, thank you for being here, my friend.
Jeffrey, how are you? It's good to talk to you.
It's great to have you here. Well, I don't know. I'm sitting here, and the chief of police for Henrico County has now announced a whole list of things that the police division is just, they're just not going to be bothered with anymore.
Well, Jeff, that's how the statistics get massaged. And when the statistics get massaged, then you can have a particular political party, you know, trot out the statistics and say, hey, look, crime is actually down. Now, when you do it, it doesn't even need to be a deep dive, Jeff. When you do a surface level scratch of these statistics, you pointed it out in the run up to this. It's if you're not going to enforce the law. Of course the crime statistics are going to go down. If you're going to create a permissive environment, you know, similar to the kind of environment we had in the 1960s and the 1970s before, you know, the 1980s came along, and finally toward the end of that decade, we looked at things and said, you know, cities and urban hubs around the nation are becoming dangerous places to be. We've got to do something different. And then in the early 90s, 92, 93, 94, broken windows policing kind of took place. And that's where we looked at things and said, if you allow low-level criminality to happen, that permissive environment where you don't arrest people that jump the turnstiles, because, Jeff, you and I have to pay to use the subway in New York City. However, other people can decide they're just not going to do it. And when you allow that to happen, when you allow people to get away with crime, even low-level crime, with impunity, it leads to more violent crime. The other corollary to that is, heck, if you just don't prosecute, and if you just don't charge, and you just don't arrest people, then your crime stats go down. And you made an argument about it, you know, and also think about prohibiting police chases. You know, if a police officer cannot go after somebody who speeds away from the scene of a crime, well, then of course that statistic is not going to be an arrest. So, Jeff, there you have it, the massaging of numbers and the changing of policy, which is, quote unquote, driving crime down, but not making our cities any safer.
Is that not twisted? And I hate to say this, Jimmy, because I know you spent so long working for the FBI assigned to that greater New York City area. But, you know, this is the sort of stuff that, in all candor, we expect from crazy mayors in New York or crazy mayors in San Francisco. We're talking about Henrico County. You know, you spent quite a bit of time here in my beloved Commonwealth, man. Henrico County, suburban, used to be law and order, very, very safe place, and now they're going down this really nasty blue path and telling cops, yeah, we're just getting out of the policing business.
So you know the old saying, Jeff, because you follow politics and you talk about it all the time, because you understand that politics is what shapes policy. And, you know, local elections matter. You know, they really, really matter, because people are concerned about the president, and they're concerned about the Senate, and they're concerned about Congress, they're concerned about their state Senate and their state legislature. Right. But really, where the rubber hits the road is when you get down to the local elections. And let's just talk about the district attorneys that are being in place right now, that are being financed by people like George Soros, this progressive prosecutor, and I use the term prosecutor loosely because they're not doing any prosecuting, but their purpose is to change the system. You talked about it, you know, transformative justice. We're going to right all the historical wrongs by letting bad people off the hook now. It makes no sense. And Jeff, we talk about it all the time. The pendulum always over course corrects, and it's going to swing back to the other side. It just takes a long time. It's like trying to turn a battleship around out in the middle of the Indian Ocean. You can't do it on a dime. It takes a while for people to go, hey, this isn't working. We need to do something different. And you're seeing it in places like Atlanta and Seattle and Minneapolis, where the defund the police movement in the summer of 2020 really kind of caught fire, excuse that bad pun, but really kind of took off. And we're seeing that places like that now are saying, wait a minute, this was dumb. We need police officers, and we need to hire more police officers. And unfortunately, it's a lesson that people that don't have the means, they can't hire private security like the rich, you know, liberal glitterati can. They're the ones in the city that pay the price, Jeff.
That's a great point. Jimmy Galeano is joining us. Jimmy, retired supervisory special agent with the FBI, graduate of West Point. I want to throw that in there as well. Somebody who continues to serve and is working on his PhD. I mean, somebody, you don't have a lot of free time, it seems like. I mean, you're a busy guy.
Well, my wife thinks I have tons of free time, and that's why the honey-do list keeps growing. But I know Heidi's the same way with you. I know your list is growing and growing. But I've got to start tackling it, Jeff. As we move into spring, the wife does not want to hear, honey, I've got to go do schoolwork on the weekend. She's like, yeah, that's not going to work.
Well, I want you to analyze something for me here, and you touched on it, Jimmy, as you are wont to do. You're doing all of this research for the PhD dissertation, all that other stuff that goes into such an amazing academic accomplishment. But you're looking at places, I guess, who are
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole. Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Reversing the defund the police moment movement, rather, I look at Oregon right now. Now, the folks in Oregon made this step a couple of years back. They said, you know, whatever you want to smoke or drink or eat or inject in your body, it's absolutely fine with us. And they essentially decriminalized everything in the state. And now a couple of years later, after they started seeing, I mean, unbelievable overdose deaths, there are people dying left, right, and center. Now, all of a sudden, the left in Oregon is saying, oh, no, the compassionate, decent thing to do is actually to recriminalize these substances. So you talk about some places taking a step back from the defund the police movement. Do you think that well, again, Henrico County, do they have to hit rock bottom and see criminal activity everywhere before they sort of wake up and say, geez, we went way too far to the other side?
Yeah, I think Oregon is a perfect example of that. So is Oakland, California. So is San Francisco, California. And we're learning the lesson in New York as well. Jeff, it comes back to that simple thing that my parents, you know, beat into my head as a young kid. Choice, decision, consequence. So you're presented with a choice, you make a decision, and then you have a consequence. And unfortunately, sometimes when we attempt to make progress, and when the progressives attempt to change things, they don't look at the law of unintended consequences. And sometimes it's the law of intended consequences. Yeah. Take New York, for example. We had to rush to pass the legalization of cannabis, okay? I understand people with, you know, pain issues that need it for pain management under a doctor's, you know, prescription and blah, blah, blah. I get that. But we're talking the vast majority of folks here in the state want to use it recreationally. Okay. But we haven't thought it through. And how is that? We have a test. We have field sobriety tests that police officers can be trained to administer to a motorist who is boxed out of their mind and is driving after having, you know, one too many drinks. Nothing currently exists right now in the market where somebody who is stoned to the gills, who's been smoking all afternoon, not just at 4:20 in the afternoon, but all day, and that gets behind the wheel of a vehicle, 2,000 pounds of steel, and gets behind, he gets on the road and puts all of us at jeopardy. So instead of saying, wait, before we legalize this, let's figure out a way that we can test for it and make sure that people are driving and operating motor vehicles or construction equipment or anything else safely, we went ahead and legalized it here, and then we're going to work backwards now and try to figure out all the rest of it. Jeff, it's always backwards from that side.
Oh, my God. It just makes no sense to me, but it does seem that is the direction in which we're going. I wonder, too, Jimmy, about people who are going to go into the law enforcement profession, because at the moment there's this, depending on the municipality or the agency, it's like a step back from actually enforcing the law. You know, we want to hire you, we're going to train you, you got a uniform, you have all these responsibilities. But by the way, don't bother anybody who's doing something wrong.
Yeah, so look, I don't pretend that you know, the municipality where I serve as mayor in the, you know, the lower Hudson Valley region in New York, just about an hour north of New York City, I'm not pretending that, you know, I've got the same kind of, you know, span of or scope of control and focus that, say, you know, in New York City that Mayor Adams deals with. He has a police department of 36,000 cops. I have a police department with 3 full-time cops and 12 part-time cops. Okay, there's a little bit of a difference. However, Jeff, we're struggling in a village that has minimal crime. I mean, I can't remember the last time someone here got arrested for a felony, and very infrequently do people get arrested for misdemeanors. Having said that, do you know how difficult it is right now to recruit and retain police officers? Even in the bucolic community that I am blessed to serve as the mayor of up here, it is a damn struggle to get men and women to want to come and work. And it used to be an easy thing to bring people on. But young people are reading the tea leaves. They're looking at this and saying, why am I going to stick my neck out, perform a dangerous job, be paid peanuts for it, and then you're going to try to criminally charge me with things when I'm doing my job? Jeff, it's made it really, really tough. To your question and your point, made it really, really tough to recruit people and to retain them.
I got to ask you a quick question, and I'm over time, so I'm already in trouble. But if you could do it in 30 seconds, Jimmy, I'd owe you forever. Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund, for those men and women who are out there doing the job, and sometimes they need somebody to stand on their side. How do we learn more and help?
Yeah, appreciate it, Jeff. Your listeners can go to policedefense.org, policedefense.org. I sit on the board of directors there. We look at cases where law enforcement officers that are doing their duty and their responsibilities in a righteous way are unjustly accused of a crime, and we help them with their the cost for litigation and support their family. You can go there and read all up on the cases there, and as you always point out, there's some nice swag for sale. All of that goes back into helping the police officers that we support. So, Jeff, thanks for that again. Policedefense.org.
You are the best, my friend. Thank you, sir. That is Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, policedefense.org. Check it out if you want to stand with the heroes who continue to stand for us. 417, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.